You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're going to continue on with the Biblical Law series. Let's take a look at what the New Testament tells us about all Scripture. This includes Moses. This includes the prophets. This includes the Psalms. In other words, the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. The entire Old Testament. Okay? We can't pick and choose the parts we like. We can't ignore the parts we don't like. It's not for us to decide what we're going to do. God makes it very clear. You either obey Him or you rebel against Him and reject Him. You know, Jesus says He wished we were either cold, hot or cold, on fire for Him. But if we're lukewarm, He's going to vomit us out of His mouth. That's how He feels about this. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Yep, that's New Testament. So those folks out there that say, well, I'm a New Testament Christian, listen up. This is for you. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It means exactly what it says. All Scripture. I can't tell you, hundreds of times people have said, where is that verse that you're talking about? Oh, well, that's in the Old Testament. I'm going to choose to ignore that. Let me ask a question. What Bible did Jesus and the apostles read? Did they read Corinthians, Philippians, Revelation? Now, that is part of the Bible. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But none, zero, zilch, nada, none of them were written when this was written. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That meant all of the Old Testament. That is the Bible that Jesus and the apostles were reading when the New Testament was written. Now, the New Testament is part of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, that Scripture. But just because it's in the Old Testament, you can't reject it. You can't play your games. You can't, and if somebody, some smooth talker, is trying to tell you that you should reject it, you're talking to a liar. Run. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Run. That's somebody that's deceived by Satan. They might be very sincere, but they're sincerely deceived. This is Scripture. Genesis through Revelation. Don't be deceived. Believe what the Bible says. It's that simple. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.